Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
He got a country behind him, a country.
Shane Mosley would be a hot fight.
Mexicans been dominating. We know Mexicans and black fighters has been dominating for years, and you always get your biggest fight when you match the two together.
Mucho quería que tú no tomaras esta pelea frente a Irlanda y Lara del campamento tuyo. ¿Tú lo pelearías otra vez con él?
Cuando te enseñe a pelear, te doy la revancha.
When he learns how to fight, then I'll give him the rematch.
Now I want to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Who's beating me?
Nobody's beating you yet.
That's all I want to know.
So why pick a guy 2 weight classes light?
That's all I want to know.
When you have a guy's got feet like Pacquiao, you have to point the gun. If I got the height, I have to come here. See? Now you have to get this. You have to get the first line of defense. And then you have to get the second line of defense, right? Here's the third line of defense. I got three lines of defense. Now Pacquiao wants to hop all over.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, and you should be happy. Boxing won this weekend, but we'll discuss just how good it did if this rumor brought to you by the rumor mill and courtesy of Dan Rayfield in ESPN. According to Dan, Chavez and Saul Canelo Alvarez, officially the face of boxing, because Matt questioned it a couple of weeks ago, have done, well, officially only if this rumor is true, officially or non-officially, have done 1 million pay-per-view buys. Now, obviously, I want this to be right or true just because I said they would do 1 million and it would be very good to be right. For a change. But if they didn't, if they come close, it's still a good thing. But is it? That is the question that I'm going to ask my co-host. How good of a thing was it that 1 million people seen this fight? How good of a thing was it that 1 million people seen Chavez do absolutely nothing with his hands, let alone his fists? Or is it just the skill disparity? Was Canelo just on another level and he made Chavez look the way that Floyd Money Mayweather Jr. made Saul Canelo Alvarez look a few years back? This is what we're going to be talking about. If this is something that you're interested in, then you need to stick around here. Hit that thumbs up button. Grab your telephone. Call the number 1-425-569-5241. International callers, add Nesta Gibbs on Skype. That's Nestorgibbs. Let's head on out to the panelists and see how they feel about this news / rumor until proven official.
Dolla DiBiase Productions.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
Boxingvoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
Boxingvoice.com.
Yes. Haters beware. And we have the Canelo Chavez pay-per-view numbers in, and it's all good. I mean, if this rumor is true, and even if it's not true, let's say it's a couple hundred thousand less than that. It's 800,000. It still exceeds most people's expectations, including my own. So golf clap to Golden Boy Promotions for selling the fight, I guess, and getting 1 million pay-per-view buys reportedly or allegedly. Good news for boxing, I guess, and Anthony Joshua, Canelo Alvarez, who's the biggest star in the sport? If this number is true, it has to be Canelo just because of the price difference in pay-per-view. So can't wait to chop it up.
Heading out to the Golden State. Oh, Garden State.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused. Stay working my dad.
I said fuck you.
Nice boxing voice.
Listen, if he comes to fight, then I'm going to do it for him.
I think you acted.
Yes. Fugazi or not, right? That's the question. So
You know, they like to call me the hater, so I'm going to say, damn, if it is at least a mil, then what is at best the number? You know what I'm saying? Is it 2 mil? Is it 1.5? So, you know, I read nothing about it except that tweet. So, you know, it is 10:15 on the East Coast. If you're still up out overseas and or on the West Coast working, call in and learn with me how the F they come up with that number. If Dan Raphael has it, why don't we have it? Question mark.
Well, that's because Dan Raphael has sources.
You don't have the sources of one Dan Raphael, right? I mean, but let's just put that out there. Since we've been accused on our most recent review of being, what did they call us, Matt? You and I?
Fake news?
Yes, fake news. Here it goes. Fake news. From his verified Twitter, Dan Raphael himself says, no official numbers yet for hashtag Canelo Chavez pay-per-view, but I'm told will be at least 1 million pay-per-views, 1 million buys. A huge number for the fight. Definitely a huge number, Matt. It is truly, truly a huge number. But I'm a little, worried here. I'm wondering what sort of damage did this do if a million people seen it and a million people saw that Chavez didn't really let his hands go. And I don't want to focus on the negativity of Chavez's performance. But I do want to at least ask, you know, that question because, yeah.
You're basically asking, did this have the Mayweather-Pacquiao effect where a lot of people in the industry think that that did hurt the pay-per-view industry? Was that a lot of people saw that fight and it was a shit fight, right? So you're asking, did this sort of have that same effect, basically? And I'm going to say no to two reasons. One, this fight was not even close to the level of inactivity that was Mayweather-Pacquiao. Two, there was a clear path to the next fight. That's a bad way to put it. But everybody that bought that pay-per-view ended up seeing Triple G walking in the ring. And they were sold on that fight, in my opinion. So I don't think that this will hurt the pay-per-view numbers of Canelo. I don't think this is going to hurt the pay-per-view numbers of Canelo Triple G at all because this fight wasn't as boring as some other pay-per-views have been. And two, I think everyone was so hyped because of that, the post-fight antics, or not antics, post-fight WWE style in the ring face-off between Triple G and Canelo. So I think that helped this in terms of potentially damaging the industry.
Cash, watching this fight, did you get that disappointing feel? Can you compare this to Mayweather-Pacquiao in any way? Is there any sort of correlation for you?
No. I'm going to tell you instantly that question makes no sense because this was a fight that just was put together. It wasn't like an anticipated fight. This was a fight that was announced and testing waters. And within like 2 months, it was made where Manny Pacquiao, it would not happen. It would happen. It would not. It was going to happen. It was canceled. It's going to happen. It's postponed, et cetera, et cetera. Golovkin versus Canelo, if it was what we witnessed on Saturday, then hell yeah, it would be a major, major, major disappointment. But no, I didn't know what to expect. I expected more, but got the less. So, no, it did not. Now back to pay-per-view numbers. That fight making a million? Oh, shit. I don't know how. I want to know how. Does it affect the industry? Was the industry affected? Like, all these questions. I don't know. I don't even know how to predict numbers for pay-per-view anymore. I'm trying to find the last biggest pay-per-view attraction and online, and I just can't find it. So
Canelo's the last pay-per-view attraction. He's on an upward trend. If his dance with Cotto did 900, this one is, they're saying, I mean, yo, this is
at least a million.
Let me ask you guys this now, though. Let's make it a little more interesting now. Most recently, we've seen that Canelo has come out and said that he has a rematch clause for the Triple G fight, but Triple G does not. So if Triple G loses all his jewelry, he just walks away, a poor man in terms of jewelry, not money, obviously, or pay-per-view upside. But Canelo has put that clause in for himself. Do you think now with this rumor, you know, that they poke their chests out more and they start to make more demands, because I see headlines where the fight isn't 1,000% done. There still are some snags, and that's why we don't have a location yet.
No, you go, Cavs.
I was gonna touch more on the Canelo Clause rematch, and Golovkin has no rematch. It just means that Golovkin can possibly win, and they have to force him to give him the rematch to continue Canelo's Golden Boy career as a star, if he can retake it. And if Golovkin loses, there's no chance. As far as the million and the pounding the chest to renegotiate something, I don't know. I don't know if that's a fact. I mean, I'm just guessing, speculating. I'm taking that as all done, and the arena has to do with the promoter, nothing to do with Golovkin's purse deals, etc.
I think this is definitely going to be something that's used by Golden Boy, used by Canelo.
Negotiations.
Of course it is. I mean, most people did not think this was going to do a million. If we had a Canelo most people. You maybe did, Ness, but you're not most people. Okay. Most people thought this wasn't going to do a million because Miguel Cotto didn't do a million against Canelo. And that was a much better fight that actually had a build up to it. And like Enrique said, this fight had no build up. This was sort of a fight that just happened in a way. This was a fight that no one was really expecting when it was announced. So it doing a million buys could be just due to the organic combination of Mexico versus Mexico. You have Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.'s name. You have Canelo's name. Maybe you can't replicate that with a Triple G even. I don't know. But this does seem like an upward trend of Canelo. He does seem to be doing very good pay-per-view numbers, even against no names. And he fought a name, and he did, reportedly by Dan Rafael, over a million pay-per-view buys. I mean, if I'm Canelo, I'm using that to my fullest in negotiations. And I'm making sure I get every A-side demand if I'm Canelo.
I'm sure he's getting the A-side demands done already. I think now that million has to do with the promoter. I think it was a buyout fight. I think, because I don't see why all of a sudden you will pound your chest because we did a million views. I think contracts were signed. I don't know what to believe, but in my heart, I'm thinking that things are done and said. And maybe there's some little deal like, yo, if we do this amount, I don't even know how it makes sense to renegotiate to take a fight and then renegotiate based off numbers we've done.
Like Ness said, maybe the contract wasn't fully in place. That's very possible. It could have been a verbal contract leading into the Chavez fight.
That maybe is just as strong as maybe they did a mill, maybe they did not. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, no, that's actually very different, because I'm just saying a maybe hypothetical. Dan Rafael has sources. And I know you're a Canelo hater, and I know you don't want to think that Canelo did a million pay-per-view buys, but guess what? He can.
This is your reality, Bobby. But yeah. Listen, what about all those people that said that you know, we couldn't sell a million anymore? That era was gone because of what happened with Mayweather-Pacquiao. I mean, is this boxing getting over Mayweather-Pacquiao and that's why these numbers are so big? Or were we just thinking too much into it and, you know, Mayweather's fight didn't do anything?
Thinking way too much into it, I believe. I think this sport has always been built on stars, especially pay-per-view industry and the pay-per-view era of combat sports. If you were that superstar, you sell pay-per-views. Doesn't matter. If we are in an era without stars, and right after the Mayweather-Pacquiao, Mayweather-Berto era, those fights, there really wasn't big fights on the horizon. There really wasn't big pay-per-views. There weren't stars on pay-per-view anymore. And Canelo really had to rebuild his image, in a sense, or his brand after the Mayweather fight. And he did that through the Cotto fight. He did that through the Amir Khan, Liam Smith, and all those sort of fights that maybe we didn't like, but he rebuilt his brand. And now he's doing a million plus against the guys of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. That makes me think that the fight with Triple G is easily going to do over 1.5. So I think we have
Minute. What metric? Triple G's last pay-per-views were alleged 150, 170. You know, let's just be even. Let's be generous, 180. But How does that automatically say just because you think, wait a minute, how does that automatically say just because you think that that is a big fight or bigger than Chavez, that somehow Triple G's name is going to be bigger than Chavez's name? First of all, you didn't even think this fight would do a million. Now you're calling 1.5?
Yeah, you know why?
Look at the balls on this one.
It's because of it's not is Triple G bigger than Chavez? That's the wrong question. Is Canelo Triple G bigger than Canelo Chavez? Because the fight is what sells, not the fighters necessarily, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. So where was the fight last Saturday? Because that sold without a fight.
That was a fight. But I think Triple G Canelo is a bigger fight than Canelo Chavez. Not saying that that is a small fight.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, I don't know where you use what analytic you're using.
My own opinion. I'm not saying I have any analytic. I'm just saying this is my opinion. Just like your opinion is that it doesn't, apparently.
And for Bama Boy, I think Bama Boy, I sent you out something too. Check in the mail, baby. I got you. I just put something out for you in Patreon. A couple other guys too, Walter, Neil. But Bama Boy, as far as your question, what was Chavez's biggest pay-per-view before this? Obviously, the Martinez one has to be it.
And what was that again? What was the pay-per-view?
Like 500,000? That's too easy. And that's what I'm saying. When you got a dance partner, you could do that. You know,
exactly. Cotto, Triple G's a dance partner.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hold on. Let me finish. Listen to me.
I'm just going to give you facts, okay? Facts are Cotto did around fives, right? Look it up. You're the producer. He's done around fives whenever he's the A side, right? With Martinez, he did around five. Yes?
No, he did 300,000. What are you fucking
with
talking
Martinez?
About?
Martinez?
Yes.
You better check that. It's definitely
you better check that. You're the one bringing up numbers that you don't have.
Hey, you
I'm just checking your ass. That's all.
I just did a little fact check, and on ESPN, Canelo Alvarez Liam Smith was 300,000. So there wasn't no upward trends. So that goes to defend.
Yes, there is.
Hold on. Let me finish.
We weren't talking about that fight.
But I'm bringing it up because that was his previous fight before Chavez, and that goes that the dance partner plays a huge factor, and that goes to drop that coin that says, or that card that says, Triple G is a big dance partner.
Oh, thank you. Good job, casual.
Hence why when you saw him on television ringside, you stood up on your seat and raised both your arms into the sky like a knockout happened.
Yeah, but you're on one of the biggest shows in the world. Of course, you felt that way. What about the casual fan that doesn't know who the fan fuck
definitely felt
Gennady
that.
Knows?
The casual fan definitely felt that.
I think casual fans know Gennady Golovkin because he's a
If you bought that pay-per-view, you know who Triple G is.
Yeah, and he's an HBO headliner, period.
I don't know. Again, Matt all of a sudden jumped on the bandwagon because
what bandwagon did I jump on?
The one that last Thursday, Chavez Canelo probably was only going to do like 300,000 in your
opinion. I said 750. I said 750. Roll back the tape now. I said 750.
All the way to 1.5.
I predicted he was going to do high numbers. It's not as high as fucking Miguel Cotto.
Ride that wave.
750. What did you predict? You flip-flopped more than a fucking sandal, man.
Hey, I like flip-flops.
That's cool.
You've been with me in the tropics.
That's cool, but I'm just saying that Canelo Triple G, it's because of that matchmaking that it would be a big number, not because of Canelo on his own. Because Canelo could go fight Jeff Horn, let's just say, right? And I don't think he's going to do 500.
Yeah, million. Listen, Cash, I'm not denying what you're saying has some merit to it, but what I'm saying is it's still proven that Cotto and Chavez did better numbers than Gennady. So when you put Cotto and Chavez versus Canelo, you'll get good numbers. We are hoping.
But hold on, Ness. Let me ask you a question. What fight do you feel like is bigger?
But I'm a hardcore man. Stop with this nonsense.
Take the hardcore hat off. Try to take your hardcore hat off.
Because we're talking pay-per-views. You can't do that. Because when you're talking about pay-per-views, we're talking about Agualitas that come out of nowhere. Agualitas come out of, oh, my God, Julio Cesar Chavez fighting. It's papa. Come on, dog. Who the fuck? Do you think they know Gennady? No, man. Everybody don't know Gennady, and it's not a knock on Gennady. It's just stop acting because Chavez, Canelo, too huge. You're talking about the son of a legend, even though, you know, a lot of you have a different opinion of him after Sunday. You know, Sunday morning you woke up pissed off. I understand you want refunds, but he's still the son of Julio Cesar Chavez. Then you got a Mexican self-made. Came the fuck out of nowhere. It's like, yo, who's this white kid? Nah, he's Mexican. It's Canelito. Canelito, mira, Canelito, my God. Canelito, one day Canelito's going to beat up Julio Cesar Chavez, you bet. That's what his mom said to him one day. And look, boom, Canelito did it. So stop it. Stop it. I'm just saying. Listen, we'll see what Gennady does. We're hoping that you think
early prediction. Does it do bigger than Chavez numbers?
All right. All right. What about this, Matt? If this fight is so big, right? Mm-hmm. Why did they go to the length of doing the promo that they did? They did not do that for Chavez. They didn't announce Chavez in that fashion because he's already self-made. He's
when a fight is that big, you do extra stuff.
I hear you, man. You think I'm being negative. You don't want to open up your mind. It's okay. Look,
when Canelo fought Mayweather, and that was a big fight, did they do a multi-city press tour?
Listen, we could. Yes, when Mayweather fought Canelo, hell yeah, they did 11
cities. When Mayweather fought Madonna, did they do that?
Yeah, but did they announce it? Did they, at the end of a fight, do a promo like this? No.
I've never seen that.
Stop it.
I've never seen that. But then
that takes away from it being big. Do you think that shows that it wasn't a big fight? Because to me, that shows it was a big fight.
What I'm saying is, bro, the promotional video is a tool to promote because it is necessary. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the name is the tool. That promotes itself. You get it? They didn't need a video. They didn't need an announcement. They didn't need to bring him into Canelo's fight.
But they didn't need an HBO face-off. They didn't need a multi-city press tour.
Of course, but that's what you do for big fights. Okay, that's what you do for big.
So,
it's not our
norm. Them having that promo was
That's not our norm. Just admit it. Come on, bro. Let's not get hung up in the weeds. Is it our norm, or is that the norm of the UK and Germany? Come on, bro. Stop.
It can be copied, though, and that's what they did.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying there's nothing anything wrong. You heard how excited I was on the immediate reaction and on Sunday. I love what they did. I'm from the era of WWF. But let's not act like it wasn't strategic. Come on. You all came on here Sunday. So it was fake. It was staged. And now it's not. I mean,
I think they knew. They knew how many people were watching that fight. And they said, let's have the most fireworks. Let's have the biggest spectacle after the fight to announce the Triple G fight. Wow, because we're going to have the most eyes on it possible. Which yeah,
I
true.
Think I, you know why I think, like I said, that Canelo Chavez was fight party worthy. You know what I'm saying? Because like a Mexican event, Cinco de Mayo, everybody's accustomed to fights that weekend and tacos or buffalo wings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And for that reason, let's introduce the next fight. And that's what happened. So, yeah, big fight, man. Big fight, good boy. Big fight. Canelo's the underdog on this one.
I agree, Cash. Listen, let's go out to
the callers.
I say, let's first get to that sponsors, you know?
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to Atlanta with the milkman.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds. All right, man. Down goes
Kirkland. Strap me up. Next, I got milk, baby.
Where's that milk at?
Yo.
Whoa, hello, Cash.
Where, pause. I was going to say.
Where you want it? On your chest? Hello? Damn.
Where's that milk at?
He said, I got milk on the intro. But yeah, pause.
What up?
Yeah. Cash is fucking up. He's fucking up tonight.
Hell yeah, he drunk.
Yeah, he fucked up.
No.
Hey, man, let me ask y'all this, man. First,
I just woke up. How am I even drunk? But go ahead.
Hey, man. All right. First question, real quick fact check. What was the last pay-per-view fight to do over a million?
I was going to ask that, too. Floyd? That's what I was trying to Google. I couldn't find that answer.
Google, it's got to be.
Well, you're obviously talking specifically in the U.S., right?
Right.
Just in general, it doesn't matter.
Well, in general, it would be Anthony Joshua Klitschko. That's rumored to do anywhere between $1 million and $1.5 million.
That was the last one.
All right, so the thing is, man, with these, we need fucking fights. When the stage is set for a million people to tune in, we gotta make sure the fucking fight is gonna be a fucking banger, man. You know, Chavez showed up and didn't do shit. All right, that's a goddamn embarrassment, man. And the casual fan remembers that shit. I was talking to somebody today about the Mayweather-Pac fight, and they still talk about how it was a dud, man. And you know the sad thing is, I bet Triple G and Canelo doesn't even come close to a million buys. So, you know, when you put it on the line, man, you need to go out there and fucking produce. There's no reason Chavez did what he did, man. You know, it just makes the sport look bad, man. And you got these other guys not getting paid half of what these dudes are getting paid, and they're fucking going out there banging, man, giving us great fights. So, you know, that's all, man. It is what it is. But I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did the numbers it did. But, man, I don't know what to do, man. You know, the fucking Chavez's of the world, we got to stop giving them motherfuckers platforms like this, man. Because I thought it was going to be a hell of a fight, and he didn't do shit. So, well, that's my call, man. I'm out.
All right, Milkman, thanks for calling in. Matt, you fell asleep?
No, I didn't fall asleep. I just really want to address one thing Milkman said about the people that still talk about Mayweather-Pacquiao, because I still have friends that still talk about Mayweather-Pacquiao. Those are the people that was their one and only fight that they've ever seen in boxing history.
Okay.
So, to me, those are the people that probably were never going to be into the sport. Those are the people that watch Super Bowl. Those are people that watch the NBA playoffs. So, to me, those are people that were never going to watch that fight, and that has really no bearing on whether future fights do over a million pay-per-view buys.
I want to say something, too, on Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather. The effect, I think, landed on more on Manny Pacquiao because no one cares anymore about his fights. I don't know what he did against Timothy Bradley or Jesse Vargas, but I'm sure it was like a drastic, drastic decrease. So yeah, that affects who gets the blame for the fight not being exciting. So Chavez Jr. is gonna have that same bearing, that same burden.
Yeah, but you see the difference there. All right, Jesse Vargas and Manny Pacquiao. Who was the A side?
Manny Pacquiao.
Okay, and you felt that wasn't a good fight, so that's why his numbers went down, right?
No, the Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Manny Pacquiao, the dud that everybody labeled it. Blame went towards Manny Pacquiao, part of that blame. So when he moved on and fought Timothy Bradley, his numbers didn't do anything. You know, a lot of people turned their backs, people that thought he was Mr. Excitement, the casual people, they just did not care. Like, oh, that's the guy that made a boring fight against Floyd Money Mayweather, and then so forth, you know.
But I slightly disagree because his numbers are still, versus those guys, they're still decent.
500s?
Yeah.
But the memorable
fight. No, not 500s. Why are you saying 500s? That's not true.
Pacquiao?
Vargas, that did 300,000.
All right, but what about Bradley?
That did maybe 400,000. Those were very low numbers. They were all very low numbers.
You're the producer. Stop with this maybe. Go Google that. Get out of here.
His graphs are dropping.
Like 500, bro.
Yo,
That's what I'm saying. Yo, Floyd and Manny still were like the only ones, and obviously Cotto and Chavez, Canelo, like, they were the only ones in those hundreds of thousands, right? Like, no one else could do that. So that's still impressive, man. Anyway, let's get back out to the phone calls.
Bob Arum said that Manny Pacquiao versus Timothy Bradley 3 had terrible pay-per-view numbers.
Is that a number, Matt?
He said it would be somewhere between those numbers, 400,000 and 500,000.
Right, and what the fuck did I say, Matt? Yeah.
He said it was in the 500,000s. That's just wrong.
But if he's accustomed.
If it's 410,000, it's very different than 510,000. You're talking about a $6 million difference?
We don't got to argue, Matt. Your quote says 400, 500. So we're both right. How about that? Let's keep it moving.
Look up what Bradley won against Pacquiao.
Let's get to these callers, guys. We got to get to these callers. Bring out the clock, please, because you're falling.
You want me to have the clock?
But, I mean, check the chat.
Okay, I'll get the clock out. Don't worry.
This guy's falling asleep. Info Joe gave him that ooh-wee.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell the truth, Joe. Tell the truth.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Tell the truth, Joe. Tell the truth.
Yo, what's up, family? Hey, man. First, I want to say if it went over 1 million or even if it went a million, that's great for boxing, man. I'm whatever, happy, whatever is pushing the sport forward. And those numbers would push our sport forward, along with that Anthony Joshua fight last week. But at the same time, it could be a gift and a curse, because that means most of who are casuals. And it could be turned off shitty fight. So it could be a gift and a curse. I'm hardcore from the top down to the floor. And my last pay-per-view was Floyd and Pac. I bought a whole lot of food. I had
Hey, get on that clock. Donald Richmond.
You get 40 seconds.
Go.
Oh, shit, my bad. I'm in the gym. That fight, I mean, I could see how I could do a million, because you have the Chavez Jr. name in there. And everybody thought that Chavez Jr. was going to be competitive, so I'm not surprised. That's what it did. I mean, maybe Canelo and Triple G will do 1.5. You know, I think it should do more, but maybe it won't, because it's just Triple G, and they expected more out of Chavez to be a competitive fight, because the Mexicans wanted that, you know? But, I mean, you know, that's what I got right now, you know?
All right, Donald. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to 773. First-time caller?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, how long you been listening?
2 months.
All right. 2 months, brother. Well, we're going to get and play this first-time caller intro, which is tradition. You just say your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yo, this is John from Shot City. You heard?
John, what's going on?
Not much. Hey, man, I'm glad this fight did one over 1 mil or 1 mil, whatever. You know, that just shows that for sure Canelo is the face of boxing. And, man, I can't wait for that Golovkin fight, man. Hey, if De La Hoya is smart, he should put that fight on NBA Finals, man. Promote that fight in NBA Finals. I'm sure that fight will do over 2.5 mil. That's my call.
All right, brother. Matt, you got that?
Yes, John.
From the Shy. 209, Stockton, California. Talk to us.
Hello?
Yes, sir. 209, first-time caller?
No. I called him before.
What's your name, brother?
No, I just want to say Rick.
Rick?
Ray.
Oh, Ray from Stockton. Go ahead. Talk to us, brother.
Yeah. I just want to say I think it did affect it, because I want to disagree with Matt. He said that the people that ordered that pack, Mayweather, that was the only fight they ordered. I know a lot of people that they ordered the Chavez Canelo because they were getting exciting for boxing again, and that fight brought him back into the pay-per-view arena, and it disappointed them. So, you know, a lot of friends I work with, they ordered that fight and they felt disappointed again, because they were saying this is the second pay-per-view they ordered, and it's a disappointment. So I just want to say I do think that it is going to affect it, because it's just more disappointment.
Cut it.
Ray, thanks for calling in, brother, all the way in Stockton, home of Gabriel Flores Jr. You guys got a champion. Matt, get him down. We're going out from Ray, the home of Gabriel Flores.
Very, very, very quickly, I just want to say that all of us are using anecdotal evidence for really what we think about pay-per-view, what our friends do, what our casual fans do. friends do, you know? So I don't know. Like, he said that he knows people that have only bought two pay-per-views in their entire life. One is Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, and the other is Canelo Alvarez, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. I know zero people that have bought only those two pay-per-views in their life. So it's just anecdotal evidence.
Okay. Going out to the phone lines, we going to Gabe, Salt Lake City. Talk to us.
Hey, I'm going to ask a question. What up, TBV? I'm going to ask a question at the end so I don't get phone jacked like last time. But first of all, 1 million pay-per-views, I think it's going to do like about 1.2, 1.3, which is going to be shattering what they thought it was going to do. Second of all, I think what Matt said, 1.5, I think he's aiming low. I think that does 2 million. And Ness, you're right. It was the Abuelitas coming out, buying it, because it is two Mexicans. Now Canelo is a Mexican Mayweather, where the Mexicans, some Mexicans don't like him because he's coming off as this cocky, arrogant guy that came from nothing, not being the humble self.
Gabe.
Gabe had a question. Do you want to ask us your question before we hang up the phone on you?
Or we kill you.
Gabe?
Yes. Can I ask the question?
Yes.
Sure. The question is, I brought it up last time. Now that we know Canelo killed this pay-per-view, matched AJ's numbers in the UK, there's no other fight that will compare to Canelo Triple G. Not AJ and Wilder, even in the UK. What's your guys' opinion on that? Thanks, guys. You guys are the best.
I disagree. Heavyweight, the heavyweight division is what the fans come out for. Even the doctors, the nurses, the psychologists. Everyone around the world tunes in for heavyweight fights. You know, think about the Muhammad Ali.
Casualogist.
Why did he name only people in, like, the medical field?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, like, professional people just show up for heavyweight divisions. I mean, I sat ringside, and all kinds of fans show up. Wilder's known. Anthony Joshua's making a hell of a lot of noise all over the internet and on television and pay-per-view that, et cetera.
Yo, they say Anthony Joshua's gonna play. Remember that Superman that Shaq was?
Yeah, the black one. So yeah, I think Anthony Joshua and Klitschko will break numbers, bro. Break records.
And also, we have to also think about this: that when Anthony Joshua Wilder happens, it's not going to be happening now. They're going to become bigger stars the fight happens, which would be hopefully next year.
It's perfect.
It, you know, it will marinate, unfortunately. I even hate using that word, but it will. You know, Canelo Triple G is happening in a few months, so the maximum potential for hype it can reach is limited just purely based off of time.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Canelo Triple G fans spill over to that fight as well and then some.
Which fight? To which fight?
Into the Wilder AJ fight.
Mm-hmm. Totally different demographic. Maybe. Let's get out to the callers. Let's get out to the callers. This guy's been under a rock or
in prison.
He got some fucking gorilla scout in his life.
No one can stop me, really.
My dog is big.
Oh, there's a king croc right there.
My dog is big.
This croc has enough power in his jaws to whip my head right off.
Can he get in the sixth round?
You're gonna be a legend to become a legend.
Honestly, I'm bizarre and beautiful.
You're gonna be a legend to become a legend.
Hey, TBV boys. Look, yeah, I've been. I'll wrap this up quick, man. I've been dealing with. So I was feeling mad in a little bit. I've been dealing with some problems in the real world. I've been trying to keep up with you boys, but it's hard to, got absolutely no time, been getting screwed over by some thugs in Australia. But look, I'll say this quickly. Anytime boxing gets a million views or a million plus views, this is what we want. We want our sport to grow. We want the athletes to get paid. And Canelo was flashy enough to attract the fans. So look, it's a good thing. And I hope you're all doing well. And hopefully soon, maybe in a week or two, I'll be back in with you boys again. But thanks for everything, guys.
Alex, man, Thank you, brother. My prayers are with you. I hope everything works out. Obviously, man, remember to use the show as therapeutic, man, for real. And we're always here. Hit me up on Skype if you ever need to talk. We're going to go back out to the phone lines. Remember, I could always connect you with Matt as well, brother. Skype is a way to keep us connected. Listen, you've been gone for a while, so check out this treat. Alex Lemon is one of the new guys on the block with the bangers.
I won't deny it.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
Come with me. Hail Mary, run with me. What do we have here now?
Boxingverse.com.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
Hold the clock. Hold the clock. Don't let it go yet. Yo, I gotta say one thing. DiBiase, he's producing every track. Damn.
Well, they paying him. They paying him to produce it. If you want to get your intro done, holler at Dollar DiBiase. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook, and he bringing that fire for sure. And I just think my man Cash Weezy might be a little jealous. I don't know, because ain't nobody using no more of Cash Weezy intros.
Fire.
Shit, I was giving them away for free, but now they're $100 a pop.
I'm saying, but every yo, he giving them away for $35, and he bringing that fire.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.
Yo, but let's.
Here comes the boom.
Cash.
It's always that was mine right there that you dropped, but okay.
It's always casual for that we be phone jacking. Go ahead, Lemon.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, Dollar DiBiase, man, he's charging $30. And you tell him the tracks and he makes that shit for you clean. Hey, but I know I have my time limit. Hey, I've said it from the beginning that it was going to do 1 million pay-per-views, man. And then I even said to do the TBV party in Vegas because of the atmosphere. I knew this shit was going to be hyped. It's going to definitely do over 1 million. Canelo Triple G, I got that doing 2 million because you guys are wrong. Every Mets fan in California has heard of Triple G. Even the I'm talking about hardcores and, you know, saying casuals, because this is the guy that they know. They heard his name. Oh, Canelo's scared of. Canelo dropped his belt. Canelo's acting like a coward. This is the man that they've heard of. So for this matchup to happen, oh, they're going to tune in. They're going to watch it, man. I'm talking about 2 million, battle for pride.
Cut it.
Definitely.
Cut it.
I agree. I don't know about saying 2 million, but I agree that it's going to be over 1 million.
I agree with the fact that pretty much every Mexican that follows boxing to any sort of degree in California has heard of Triple G. That is 100% true.
And I would say a lot of New Yorkers who follow Brooklyn boxing or have been to the Garden know who Triple G is.
What's up? So nobody going to call us? Matt dropping the ball
we have to wait for the intro. I'm not going to answer this call without his intro.
No. You could have went to a non-intro. Get out of here.
No.
Yeah, no.
He deserves an intro. Come on. Okay. Alumni status.
I'll tell you. Let me see. Here, put his song on. Go.
Cash Weezy. You don't even know this dude's name, I bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella. And he comes from the Magnolia.
And no, what up?
Look like we got a fight on our hands, gentlemen. You understand? This is what I've been waiting on right here, dig? I think I'm one of the ones that put that pressure on Oscar De La Hoya ass, you hear me? To make sure this shit go down. Because I'm one of them cats out here, bro. I ain't going for that in-between shit no more, bro. I told y'all that Chavez fight was a mismatch. Everybody on the show, including some of the panelists, talking about Chavez and do this and do... I told y'all that dude Chaz, man, who he beat? That dude ain't never beat nobody, bro, but a couple of smaller fighters, and he lost 11 rounds to another cat, man, who was busting him up. Come on, man, y'all, but they sold it. It looked like they sold a million on pay review, so, I mean, cut I ain't knocking a hustle.
Cut it. Oh, shit, I know. You got caught up in that 42nd timing. Class Inbound, Texas, talk to us.
Hey, so, yeah, 1 million pay-per-views. That's fantastic. The pay-per-views with Canelo and Triple G are going to do really well. I'm thinking about 1.7 to 2 mil. You know, someone mentioned it's going to be bigger than Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. And people are like, oh, well, the pay-per-views might be the same and pay-per-views might be bigger over there in the UK. People forget that the pay-per-views in the UK cost how much, Ness? Oh, and Matt, like $30?
It's like $20, $30 US.
Yeah, but you sure it ain't 30 euro? Like,
no, it's like $25.
They're costing that much here, and they're matching. It's like, that's pretty good, and I'm super excited because this is the fight that boxing needs. This will save boxing, in my opinion. Other than that,
wait.
I don't have much else.
Cut it. Fuck, strict time limit, boys. But damn, I was going to ask him, is Canelo Triple G, is that what he's saying is going to save boxing cash?
That's what it sounded like.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, boxing is period after period. It ain't baseball where they're going to fight and you have a schedule. You know, this is like what's coming up next. And sometimes what coming up next doesn't get attention.
But do you feel that Canelo Triple G in the middleweight division
is rescuing boxing? I don't think it's rescuing
boxing.
I don't think boxing needs to be rescued.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be rescued. So saving is the wrong word. I would say it's a big match. It's like the World Series or like the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
And here's a fact for boxing fans that just don't understand their sport. And even I have a hard time sometimes connecting with this. This sport isn't mainstream and will never be mainstream in the way that baseball, in the way that football, in the way that basketball is. It just won't be. I'm sorry.
All right, before we get back out to the callers, who's next? We got to go back out to one part of California, right? But I want to remind everybody that is watching, whether it's now, later, future, present, past, really doesn't matter. Hit the thumbs up. Why? Because it helps with the visibility of the show, and it helps get us new callers, new characters that only makes the show even better for your enjoyment. So let's get on out to some more alumni out of San Diego.
Ale Kumbaye, Ale Kumbaye. Thank God that the nigga seen another day.
Thank God a nigga seen another day. What's up, Boxing Voice? I'm going to make it short and sweet. Congratulations to Canelo. It shows that he's a star. And I think that Canelo Golovkin does about 1.7 to 200 million. And that's my call. 2 million. My bad. I said 200 million. And that's my call, Boxing Voice. Keep up the good work.
Ali, thanks for calling in. We're going to 623, I believe it's Phoenix, Arizona. First time caller?
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
How long have you been listening to TBV, my friend?
I've been listening to you guys since like a week before Keith Thurman and Garcia.
Oh, nice. Brand new. All right. Well, we got a first time caller intro. Yeah, I'm sure you know it's tradition around here. I'm going to go ahead and play this. And you introduce yourself like you're Canelo Alvarez coming to snatch all them titles from Gennady Golovkin.
You're serious?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut,
Frankie from Phoenix, Arizona.
Frankie in Phoenix, talk to us.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm glad this fight did 1 million pay-per-view buys, man. It's going to be crazy, dude, when Triple G and Canelo fight, bro. I feel like it's a 50-50 fight. I know a lot of you guys probably don't feel like that. You guys get Triple G the edge. But out here in Arizona, man, some Mexicans, we out here everywhere, man. There's a lot of Mexicans that are going for Triple G, bro. But I'm sticking my guts. I'm going for Canelo, and that's all I have.
Hey, man. Well, Frankie, just know that all those guys are going to be mad.
¿A quién le van? ¿A quién le van? Aquí está su gallo.
G in Las Vegas, talk to us.
Yo, what it do? What it do, Mike? Yo, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. Clock's ticking.
I just wanted to call it. Okay, yeah, let me just let you know about the pay-per-view, the topic at hand here. I don't think that pay-per-view is good for nobody, man, but Golden Boy and the promoters. I don't think it's good for boxing because it was a suck fight. If 20 million people watch one person take a shit, does that mean it's a good thing? The fight was horrible, man. I don't think it was good for boxing.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. G in Las Vegas, man. You just can't win if you do no pay-per-views, people are going to get mad. You do pay-per-views, they're still going to get mad. Fuck. What are we going to do with this sport? We're going out to Dallas, Texas, or Houston, Texas. I'm not sure, but it's the 214.
Yeah, it's Gary in Dallas.
First time caller?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. How long have you been listening to the show?
About since January, February.
Nice. So you just got with us. All right. Well, we got this first time caller intro. I'm sure you heard it from a few of the other callers today. I'm going to go ahead and play it and just introduce yourself like you're Anthony Joshua trying to keep that belt.
Bomb Squad!
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Gary in Dallas.
Gary, talk to us, brother. What's on your mind?
Yes, man. Yeah, I'm with the other caller. I mean, Canelo Chavez, I pay for every pay-per-view. I couldn't pay for that. That's not a real fight. You got a guy that fights at 154 and 160 fighting against a guy that fights at 168. It's just not a real fight. And Chavez isn't good. I mean, I don't think that's good boxing. It hit a million pay-per-view sales. And did anyone enjoy that fight? You got Ward and Kovalev that did less than 200,000, right? What would be better for boxing? Ward and Kovalev to do 2 million? I mean, a million? Or for Canelo and Chavez to do 1 million? I mean, which one would be better for boxing?
Two different machines, man. Two different machines.
Not even, Kaz. I mean...
There was tons of fans that hated that Ward Kovalev fight and thought it was boring.
And the outcome was controversial. The last thing that we want is a million fans to be watching.
Thinking the wrong guy won the fight. It's corrupted. It's bullshit.
Your camera's off. Another black eye. That's what we do not want, is to show them another fight that is controversial, that there's not a definitive winner. At least in this one, you knew that there was a winner so badly that you got upset that he whooped this other guy's butt like that. But listen, let me get on out to definitely my brother out there in Texas, Dallas, Texas. Me and Matt had plenty of barbecue with good old Eric Cruz. What's going on, Eric?
What's happening, people? What's up, guys?
Chilling.
So I heard y'all talk about the pay-per-view numbers, which they sound pretty good, but I was listening to A Los Golpes, and they were talking about that just alone in Mexico, they had 37 million viewers.
Damn. That's what I'm telling you. You guys don't believe me. Chavez, we got to watch out for him. We need to say prayers, man. We don't want... You don't know what could happen. He could downward spiral here. I mean, just alcohol, binge, whatever. You never know, man. I mean, everywhere he goes, they're probably throwing eggs at his car right now.
Nah.
Look, exactly, you said nah. Exactly. You said nah. Eric said, yep. He's from Texas, bro. Yo, Chavez come around and they're going to hit him with tomatoes. Yes.
Come on, man. Yo.
Man, we're going to need the La Voz del Boxeo pretty soon, man. We got to get these Mexican viewers out here.
Oh, man, listen, you and do me doomsday, man. I could come in on the, I could be like, I could do the role of Matt in Spanish since my Spanish is limited, and you and do me doomsday take over. Because me and Cash,
yeah,
boy, we horrible in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, y'all got that Spanglish.
Yeah, hell yeah, we got that Uptown flow.
But that's my call, Ness. That's my call, man. Y'all keep on doing y'all thing.
All right, Cruz, thanks for calling in, brother. Let's go out to the 206. Where the hell is the 206, Matt? Where's the 206?
I have no idea.
Of course you don't. Cisco, where you from?
Omaha.
Yeah, it's Skull. Skull from Seattle.
Yeah, no, I know it was Cisco. I just didn't know you were from Seattle. Damn, they got that great bud in Washington. That's what I hear. I don't know. What's going on, Skull? Talk to us.
Nah, we got some fire. We got some fire out here. Oh, man, everything's good. Man, I ain't called in since you guys had the fucking 916 area code number and shit. So it's been a minute. But, shit, I'm happy that fight did a lot of numbers, man. It's, you know, good for the boxers, you know what I mean? Good for them. Fuck it. But, shit, I'm really looking forward to that Triple G Canelo. I got Triple G, man. I think you can generally tell who's going to win the fight by the jab, man. I think cats on the boxing thing tend to get too into it all. Canelo, you know, Chavez was looking good in the weigh-ins and Chavez this and that. But, shit, if you just look at skill for skill, Triple G got a better jab, man. And that's really going to be the deciding factor in that fight, as is in most fights. You know what I mean? 90%, unless you like Deontay Wilder or somebody like that. 90% of the time, it's the guy with the better jab is going to be able to control the distance and win the fight, man. So that's what I got on there.
Well, all right. So Cut it. Thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to go ahead and get out to some other callers. We're going international status. Who we got with us on Skype? We're going to Josh. Talk to us. Josh, talk to me.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What up? What up?
Hey, man. Yeah, Vegas was great last weekend, man. I was out there. Yeah, everybody was upset because of the Chavez Jr. Canelo, but hey, we got Canelo Triple G now. And yeah, man, I'm excited. I want to go out to that one too. And if you guys do a TBV party, I'll be there, man, for sure.
We're definitely doing that. We're gonna go out to Zahid Ahmed. You got to mute yourself whenever we're not talking to you, but you're a first-time caller, right, my friend?
No, it's my second time, brother. I called before a week back.
All right, brother. Well, talk to us. What's going on?
I got a couple points to make. Firstly, I don't believe that fight did a million. Oscar De La Hoya doesn't release the pay-per-views. He refuses to release them, and they only come out for speculation. He says that Amir Khan Canelo won in 600,000. No, that's not.
I'm with you.
Yeah, but this, wait a minute. This report is not coming from De La Hoya. This is coming from Dan Rayfield, who's usually right.
But Dan Rayfield has more connections than Oscar De La Hoya's own production?
That's not what he's saying. The caller is saying that the promoter has a likelihood to lie or exaggerate pay-per-view numbers. And Ness is saying that Dan Rayfield, a reporter, does not have that intent.
What if his source is someone in HBO? It doesn't have to be someone in Golden Boy. That's just you assuming that.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming that, but based on past behavior, I just don't trust Oscar De La Hoya, man.
Check it out. Oscar De La Hoya says 600,000 for the Khan fight, and Dan Rayfield said no, 460 something. So again, Rayfield is trustworthy.
I understand, but I don't know, man. I still have a bit of iffy feeling. Unless they release the actual pay-per-view buys, I'm not going to believe it.
That never happened. High five, that never happened.
I hear you, brother, but we're going to get some other callers. We're going to get out to Renzo. Talk to us on Skype.
I agree with the caller. High five.
What's good, man? What's happening? Yeah, I believe the fight gets over a million views, man. I won't say it's a lie, you know. But, I think that Triple G versus Canelo probably going to go around 1.4, 1.5, maybe. I won't say 2 million views. To me, Canelo the best boxer out right now. And I feel like he's going to beat Triple G. That's my call, man. I'm out.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Renzo on Skype. Remember, if you want to call us internationally. Yes, sir.
We have a ringer, by the way.
All right. Remember, if you want to call us internationally, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. We're going out to KM Star. Talk to us.
I definitely believe that fight did $1 million, but I don't feel great about the numbers just for the numbers alone, because it just means more people saw a mediocre fight, basically. What I do wish, and this is going way off topic, is that some portion of the proceeds of every fight was dedicated towards insurance for fighters for when they retire, and so they don't, you know, end up broke as fuck at the end of their, you know, all that effort they put in.
Times are different.
Then I would feel like it was a success.
Times are different. Fighters don't go broke anymore. You know, that's the thing of the past.
What are you talking about? Fighters don't go broke anymore.
Not anymore. Look at the
Demi Vasquez is doing a day job right now, and he's not boxing anymore.
He didn't make it to that level.
Demi Vasquez. He's a boxer. He was on PBC Headline.
I know. I don't know that.
What are you saying, Matt?
He said that boxers don't go broke anymore. Boxers go broke all the time. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. You want some sort of a trust fund for fighters who couldn't make it?
Yeah, because you have to.
I'm not saying that. I'm just disputing Enrique's point of boxers don't go broke anymore, which is just a flat out fucking lie.
Boxing doesn't have college, so you don't get drafted, right?
I didn't say that. I'm not even advocating for a 401k or whatever KM Star implied. I'm just saying what you said was a lie.
It's not true. Boxing is from the streets or from the gym or from poverty, right? So you make it to the gym, you become pro, you sign. You don't make it to the level where you get this huge chunk of money where you're able to create your own investment and have businesses like a Danny Garcia, like a Keith Thurman, who's got paid like $1 million two times. He's driving what car he's driving.
What's your point here?
What's that car, Ness?
Are you saying that the Danny Garcias of the world need it?
He has a Prius and two Mustangs.
What's your point?
My point is that Sammy, not no disrespect to Sammy, but he didn't make it to that level, man, where he was able to get that big check. You know what I'm saying? So he has to work.
Yeah.
Again, KM Star's point was not about the stars. The guys that make millions and millions per fight don't need a trust fund. Hold on. I let you talk. They don't need a trust fund. The guys like Sammy Vasquez who headline and get paid maybe six figures, they need the trust fund. So to say that boxers don't go broke, which is the only thing I disputed. I'm not disputing your opinion is about trust funds. I'm disputing your statement that boxers don't go broke.
KM Star didn't put too much fucking thought into that. And it's
neither did Enrique.
Completely unfair for guys like Canelo and whatever pay-per-view star you are to fucking kick out a chunk for guys
like... That's not what KM Star is saying.
That is what he said.
Yeah, he did say that.
He said that. He said, I would like to see some of these proceeds go to some fighters who don't get to get money or make it, whatever the case may be.
No. If Lucas Matisse is on the card, shouldn't he get a cut of the pay-per-view?
What the?
I'm just throwing that idea out there.
Man, he got paid to be on.
Nobody buy the card because of the undercard. Yes, it strengthens it and it makes us, it entices.
Or any other major corporation, a portion of your paycheck goes towards your pension. Boxers doesn't have that.
But again,
boxers go broke. So to imply that boxers don't go broke is the most asinine, ignorant comment I've heard on this show today.
Enrique, can I just tell you some inside secret here? Because if I don't give you this piece of information, this little silly triangle of sin is going to go around and around and around. Matt has been writing a thesis on a boxer's union since the beginning of his writing career. So that's why he feels this adamant about this particular subject.
No. I don't even care about the trust fund argument. I just care about the myth.
Is it true or not?
I'm not writing a thesis. That's not true. I'm
doing a massive amount of research and trying to put together fighters union and fucking interview it. Come on, Matt. He paid KM Star to drop that phone call so we can talk about his subject. We don't even have to touch on that,
but boxers go broke today. That's just a fact.
They do.
Tyson went broke.
He made a mistake.
And he made tons and tons of money.
He made a mistake. Like Enrique said, listen, speaking of young Mike Tyson, we got young Mike Tyson in these streets. All right? You heard? Sal, talk to us. What's up, brother?
I heard you guys talking about the numbers, so just wanted to touch up on the numbers. If they did over a million or a million, man, I don't know how anybody can see that's not great for boxing, man. That's great. And the sky's the limit with the Triple G fight, bro, because, I mean, Triple G can sell himself. I don't know, because when he came to the forum and fought Dominic Wade, I mean, he had T-shirts with Triple G with the Mexico colors.
his theme song, he came out to some Chente. He knows how to talk to his Mexican, bro. So, man, I think they're going to do at least 1.5 with the Canelo and the Triple G, but that's all I got to say, fellas. You guys have a good one, man.
All right, brother. Sal, thanks for calling in. Well, we did it, boys. We talked about it. Let's hope that this rumor is true. We want to remind you that this is a rumor, but it's coming from a legitimate location, ESPN, Dan Rayfield. He gets paid those major bucks. He's got those sources. When you want to leak something positive like this, you do it. You give it to ESPN. And that's what happened here. So we shall all wait for more information to validate this 1 million buys. Maybe it comes in a little under. Maybe it comes in a little over. Regardless, for today, I'm going to soak in this good news for the sport that I love. I know I can look at this glass half empty and say that 1 million people watched Canelo beat a punching bag. That's not what I'm going to say. I'm going to say 1 million people watch Canelo, learn from his mistakes with Floyd Mayweather, and turn the tables on his opponent. When he fought Floyd, he was forced into a catchweight. So he gave Chavez a catchweight. When he fought Floyd, he was forced to keep his hands at home because the person in front of him was way too skilled. So he forced Julio Cesar Chavez to keep his hands at home or go home with the bruises and beating that he took. My name is Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTL. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and make sure you hit that notification bell because we do tons of spontaneous shows. And this is actually our second one today. So make sure that you're subscribed to iTunes or TuneIn or Stitcher where you can catch us on podcasts for all my workout freaks. You know, you can't be on YouTube. Don't worry about it. But if you are on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button now, later. Doesn't matter. Matt, Enrique,
yes.
Talk a little about yourself.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. My name is TBV underscore casual fan on the Twitter, and my handle on Instagram is at Fight Talk. Chavez Jr., competitive. That's what we thought. That's why we tuned in, right? 1 million views or 1 million purchases, pay-per-view. Good for boxing. You know, there's a story about those guys who purchased the UFC, right? And in defense of boxing, it not being like all the other sports following a schedule or whatever. But, yeah, if there's a basketball game on one corner, a baseball game on the other corner, and a fight on the third corner, where's everybody looking? On the third corner. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not watching the basketball game. They're going to watch the fight, especially if they know they're the best fighters on that street. So with that being said, yeah, 1 million views. Congratulations to Oscar De La Hoya. But will you tune in for Chavez Jr. versus Joe Smith Jr. or for a rematch? I know I would.
Okay. And congrats to Canelo Alvarez, I guess, and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. for getting 1 million pay-per-view buys. You know, not congrats to Oscar because he's a promoter. And as the great Georgie Porgy says, mafia is reptilian. So I'm not going to congratulate Oscar for that. But you know, just to address a couple points very, very quickly, the idea of boxing never being mainstream, I'm specifically talking about America here. We have a lot of people rejecting even football nowadays because of the violence and the amount of concussions involved. Boxing, even the UFC, MMA, like those sports are never going to be at the level of getting 20 plus million people to watch on CBS again. It's over. Those times are done. Move on. We're in a new age of the sport where it's about stars. Where the sport cannot get mainstream, but fighters can. A guy like Canelo is mainstream now. He's on commercials with Sylvester Stallone. Guys like Anthony Joshua is mainstream now. So the sport will always latch on to stars like that. And if you are a fighter out there who wants to know about Fighters Union, hit me up. Email me, matt@mix-combat.com. And we can discuss that. I can point you in the right direction. As Ness says, I've been working on my thesis forever, and I'm the sport killer, so should be good. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, at Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Matt would be the president of Local 52.
Local 52 Fighters Union.
Fighters Union.
Matt Tibbebe.
Oh, that was good.
Listen, it's all jokes and it's all laughs, but we're always very happy and grateful for every one of our listeners. So with that being said, we're able to offer our listeners a nice boxing charm you're choosing. Could be black, could be gold, could be silver, just like the Golden Gloves, or some other ones absolutely free. You just pay the shipping. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com and check out the VIP collection only for our exclusive listeners. It's absolutely free. You only pay the shipping, get it home. We got a bunch of people already bought it and they're loving it. So you already know, absolutely free for listening to The Boxing Voice. Only pay the shipping. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. I guess goodbye till tomorrow, right? We're always doing a noon show. If the news is right, we'll give you a 12 noon show without Enrique.
What time is it for you?
No, actually, Enrique, before we go off, you don't want to tell them about the Triple G shirt. Can't run and get it. Let them know when it's going down.
I mean, if you haven't watched the how do we say, like, mysteries always better? But if you haven't watched the Chavez Canelo, what do we call that show? The live reaction. The live reaction to the show when we were just sitting on the couch watching it like bros. I had the Triple G shirt on, the GGG with the crucifix all in red. So on the black tee, that fits well. I got to release it a proper way. So, yeah, if you want to just get a glimpse at it, go check that channel. Go check that show.
Yeah. Well, that is it. See you guys later. Arrivederci.